break with Betty Martini. She'll give you her website, some of the other good sites to go to. It's all documented. Government documents, government studies, letters, reports. Everything she says is documented and replicated. She's an amazing researcher. When she started out 17 years ago fighting this, nobody was talking about it. And she really single-handedly started, ignited the fire, has now gotten it banned, restricted in nations, and saved undoubtedly tens of millions of people. It's got to feel good. And it's another example of what good people can do when they take action against evil. Who are the other Betty Martinis out there on other issues? The Second Amendment, open borders, GMO crops, fighting the New World Order. Where are the other Alex Joneses out there? Look at all I've been able to do, thanks to you spreading the word. All right, Betty Martini. Again, these are some short segments here at the end of the hour. Long segment coming up. We're going to break in about 5 minutes. Please continue rolling with what aspartame is. You gave us some of the history of how it got in, and then now that it's lost its patent, it's been put in tens of thousands of things that we know of.
Okay, and I'm going to board up the monkey study. First of all, aspartame is 40% aspartic acid, and which is an excitotoxin and stimulates neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage. And Dr. Russell Blaylock wrote the book, Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills. Then it has a methyl ester, which immediately becomes free methyl alcohol, which is a severe metabolic poison, converts to formaldehyde, and causes metabolic acidosis. There's 50% phenylalanine, which is an isolate, is a neurotoxin, floods the brain, lowers the seizure threshold, depletes serotonin, and causes psychiatric and behavioral problems, and then interacts with all antidepressants. The whole molecule breaks down to diketokiperazine, which is a brain tumor agent, which triggered brain tumors in original studies. So everything about the molecule is poison, and it's genetically engineered, all of it. Now, the monkey study that you're referring to, there's a little more on this now, was actually pivotal in the approval of aspartame. It was a 52-week oral toxicity study done on 7 infant monkeys fed aspartame. 5 had grand mal seizures, 1 died, and they actually used that in the approval of aspartame. Now, something about that is, as it explains in Dr. Roberts' medical text, is that it interacts with all anti-seizure medication, sometimes even after the patient is off of aspartame. But what is going on now is that they are beginning to put aspartame in the very products used to treat the problems that it causes. For instance, an informant from Pfizer called and said they had reformulated Dilantin and had put aspartame in it, and indeed people are complaining of more seizures and many reactions that aspartame causes, such as male sexual dysfunction and all the vision changes.
I mean, it's an accelerant, but we're about to break. Let's go back, and then we'll come back and get into the monkey study and what you're covering now. And it's not just Betty Martini saying this, all the medical doctors and brain surgeons and toxicologists you've got on your team, and it's all documented on your website, and we'll give that out. But going back, yeah, tell them how they make aspartame. When you mentioned that it's biologically engineered, explain that to them.
Well, it's interesting that it that Dr. Bill Deagle worked across from the aspartame factory, and he has seen all these vats of this black toxic sludge, and he said that he was they were told at the hospital not to mention the things that it was causing, and that they actually insert genes into it. It's cultured on E. coli, and he said then it's pressed into a white powder, and it is, shipped out and then made into the actual NutraSweet product. And we have the material safety data sheet on WNHO.net, and it's... you actually have to wear protective clothing even to go into the plant. And
stop right there. I'm going to skip this break. We're going to keep talking right now and come back to everybody else in just 3 minutes with Betty Martini. Here we go.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Betty Martini is our guest. You can read all the government reports and private studies and others at her website. She'll give you her site and some other sites here in just a moment. In fact, Betty, do that now. And then let's get into how many products aspartame is really in, what we know, what other governments are saying they know it does. For those that have problems dealing with this, there have been all sorts of drugs and chemicals they've said aren't bad for you that turn out causing problems, and they remove them. But not now. It comes out that the chemicals in most plastics are estrogen-mimicking and endocrine disruptors. They just keep it in the market. It's killed tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands sick now in China from melamine coming into the U.S. China says it's bad, executes people that put it in. Our government says no problem with melamine. Just like with aspartame, they say mercury is good for children in shots when all these major universities show it is the most destructive heavy metal to brain tissue. Causes electrochemical, literally short circuits and explosions. It just keeps cutting through the nerves and causes, well, you can see it under an electron microscope. They're electrochemical. It literally is little explosions in the brain, little electrical shorts going on. So we have them telling us all these poisons are so great. But I can think of no poison worldwide as prolific as aspartame. In the U.S., sodium fluoride and its derivatives and subgroups in the water is probably worse than aspartame just because everybody's exposed to it in all the studies. But with aspartame worldwide and the U.S. secondarily, probably the most destructive thing we're dealing with. Please continue.
Okay, first of all, I have in front of me the statement from Dr. Deagle about how it's made, and maybe this will help you understand. He says, most people, when asked how aspartame is made, do not have the first step of understanding. While an ER doctor and primary care physician in Augusta in 87 and 88, I was told a number of interesting facts about the adjacent aspartame factory. Bacteria with genes inserted generate a sludge which is centrifuged to remove the aspartame, and many hundreds of contaminant organic and amino acids are present. We were told not to report illness or workers' compensation issues for fear of being fired by the hospital, now the Augusta Region Medical Center. Many of their employees presented with psychiatric neuropathy conditions, chronic fatigue, and organic cases of loss of cognitive function. This powder from the dried sludge, when then transported for packaging in factories elsewhere in the U.S. before sale is equal, and now the myriad of names of this neurotoxin. And he says they're just vats of toxic sludge, and that's what someone told me in the Augusta factory where somebody dropped dead from it from not wearing protective clothing. What's going on in the around the world now? I lectured in New Zealand when Abby Cormack almost died from Wrigley's aspartame gum. And I want to warn people, because after a suit was filed against them because of this in 2004, although it was they got out of it, Wrigley's arrogantly turned around and put it in all but two of their gums. It is the most dangerous product because, as Dr. Roberts wrote a paper on it, it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva, straight to the brain. And they were about to diagnose her with bipolar until she found out. And I went over and lectured in the medical schools, and now they are petitioning for the ban in New Zealand. In the Philippines, in fact, I just happened to meet their councilman who is trying to get it banned there. I talked to the California Board of Medicine, and he came in from the Philippines and talked about what was going on there. Currently,
by the way, let me stop you. I just looked up how aspartame is made. I'm on university websites, and it says it is a organic. There's a whole bunch of these. A organic fermentation process. So what Deagle said. I mean, I've read this before separately, but I mean, if you just Google it, it's on university sites, and it says they ferment it like beer. So it is bacteria. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's made from bacteria. Yes, it's pretty well known now. Now it's been 2 or 3 years. Parliament, there were 47
members. Hold on, here
members.
It is. Genetically engineered bacteria, which are fed these altered amino acids. And over the course of 3 days, the amino acids are harvested and the bacteria destroyed. Yeah, it's true. Oh, my God, I'm reading the actual there's photos of this. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, it's absolutely in the records now. But anyway, 47 members of Parliament signed for a ban. So now the European Food Safety Authority is now doing another review, which will end in January. And it would just be wonderful if we could get it banned in Europe. We did try in Hawaii last year, and we had problems with it. But we are trying to get a co-sponsor now to go back through the Hawaiian legislature. And then I testified for the New Mexico House and Senate when they tried to ban it. And the Capitol was just saturated with lobbyists. But they're going to try to do that again this year. So even states in the United States are trying to ban it. Now, here's one of the problems. In 2002, I wrote a citizen's petition for ban. You can find it on the FDA website, 190 pages of evidence. And the law states that they must answer it in 180 days, and they have refused to do it. I mean, it's been 6.5 years. And the reason they refuse to serve above the law is I'm using their own government documents and what they said themselves. They can't answer it. So an attorney told me to go ahead and file an amendment as an imminent health hazard, and I did that in October. That's required by law to be answered within a week or 10 days, and they refused to answer that. That's the big problem. No matter who does it, the Community Nutrition Institute petitioned the FDA to ban it in 86 because so many people were going blind from the free methyl alcohol and having seizures. And he took it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, let me stop you. I'm looking at the manufacturing process here from a university website. We're going to put it up on screen later. They admit they take aspartic acid and phenylalanine, combine it in tanks, then put genetically modified bacteria in, then put it into a crystal separator, and then dry it and into a white powder after separating the dead bacteria. And it's admitted that, I mean, they admit mainstream, I'm looking at it, that once it hits 87 degrees, it breaks back into the wood alcohol. Well, your body is, what, 98 degrees? I mean, this is insane. Antifreeze is sweet. Why don't we just start putting that in gum? And answer that question, and then going back to this, why now can't I buy any major bubble gum? I mean, I can go to the shopping center. I can go to a major grocery store, because I like gum sometimes, you know, for breath or whatever, and I can't find one. I have to order it special online that doesn't say aspartame.
Well, let me give you a little bit of good news. First of all, I was talking to someone who makes herbs from the Amazon rainforest some years ago, and I said, look, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to make a safe sweetener, and these products are killing diabetics. And he turned around and made it, and it's called just like sugar, and it has chicory, which has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics, and orange peel, vitamin C, and calcium. And then Dr. Blaylock asked that it be analyzed, and he wrote in his newsletter, the Blaylock Wellness Report, finally a safe sweetener. And I talked to the CEO, and I said, look, so many people are having the problems with the gum. They're putting it in everything, and it's the most dangerous product. And he said, I promise you by the end of December, we will have a gum free of aspartame made with just like sugar. And I said, while you're at it, how about, you know, on every restaurant table, they have Splenda, which is a chlorocarbon poison, and Equal. And he says, and we'll make packets. So I have no financial association, of course, with the company, but they are getting this month a congressional award for making the first safe sweetener in America. So I'm glad with all this bad news to give you a little bit of good news, that there will be a gum that's safe, because even some of the Wrigley gums that have aspartame in it, they have also have Splenda in it. They have a sulfine potassium, which cause cancer and leukemia in original studies. And there was a study in Liverpool that told about, you know, the combination of all these poisons. I mean, it's just really a chemical feast. And just destroying the brains of our children, reducing IQ.
Well, what we have is chemical companies getting rid of soap and giving us toxic byproducts of the oil industry, which is detergents. What we have is the chemical companies and bio companies getting rid of our sugar and giving us this chemical weapon. They're replacing everything with their poison, and then they own the medical system that then misdiagnoses us and controls people. Why don't you, Betty, start getting into all the doctors and scientists and governors? And governments that have come out and admitted that this is so bad.
Well, we've basically got all those records. In fact, if you really want to know about this study, one of the best articles ever written, it's on mpwhi.com, is The Ecologist. They did a 17-page cover story. It's got Rumsfeld's name on the front of it, and starts out by telling you that originally aspartame was listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons submitted to Congress.
Oh, and it accidentally got in all the food, everything else. Oh.
And so, you know,
population control.
I noticed the Pentagon doesn't want to discuss it with me. But, and you know, we've had to start a Mission Possible Aviation. And the reason I did that was because a pilot called me and he said, dumb I'm not, but I crashed my plane on aspartame. I couldn't make a decision. You know, it destroys memory, which is one of the reasons that it's, you know, escalating Alzheimer's, and it causes confusion. And so Dr. Blaylock...
Yeah, they're now saying you get Alzheimer's when you're 30 now.
Oh, yes. You know, in fact, one of the hospices called me some years ago and asked why 30-year-old people were getting it. You know, the reason that aspartame interacts with most drugs is because of damage to the mitochondria or life itself. And what that does is make you old. And aspartame knows no age. You know,
that's
Michael
right.
Fox.
Inside of the cells, the engine of the cells and its programming is the mitochondrial DNA. And they're showing studies that it's damaging the very DNA of the species. Betty, let's continue speaking. This is so vital, and we have limited time for Internet listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I'm going to skip this break for everybody else. We'll be back. This is just too important. We've got to get all this info out the time we have.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Get up, stand if you just up, Google aspartame,
stand up for your right.
Army chemical biological up, weapon, you'll discover how it was developed in
stand
the U.S. Chemical weapon to brain damage subject populations. And I've got the London Independent here from the 20th of July 1999. World's top sweetener is made with GM bacteria. And it is a chemical weapon derived from a biological weapon mix. And, of course, that's why it's in most of your food you buy prepared. because they're exterminating us. I mean, you can't imagine this. You can't make this up. You can't. Everything they do. Oh, the GMO just so happens to sterilize the mice that eat it. And then the humans get it and our fertility's dropping. Oh, melamine just so happens to kill kids. Oh, the one type of plastic they chose out of hundreds to be standardized, the main plastic, sterilizes people and gives you cancer. Oh, and there's an Army report on that. Army figures this out, they put it in your food. Now, does that mean the average person in the Army's involved? No. It's the eugenicist. It's the eugenicist, and that's why there's dead kids all over your neighborhood from cancer. That's why 23-year-old women are dying of cancer. That's why it's exploding. And they're Betty Martini, please continue.
Okay. When you mention that article, I have to tell you a story about that written by on the front page of The Independent. Not only on the front page, but above the royal wedding. And the way that came to be is that one of the aspartame companies actually had on their website the formula for genetic engineering, and people just didn't realize what it was. And I was talking to the Independent, and I told them, I says, you know, you people don't like genetic engineering. Why don't you help us with aspartame? And they said, prove it, and we'll help you. And so when I put that online, they immediately took the website down, but it was too late. I had printed it out and faxed it to the Independent in the UK, and they kept their word, put it on the front page above the royal wedding so that all of the UK could find out about it.
Yeah, that's what they report, is this is directly from the aspartame manufacturer, so our source
and
is that.
Yeah, Monsanto could not deny it because there was on the website showing the actual formula for this. And another thing that people should know really worries me about what's happening to the vets, because they're now reporting how many of them are going blind. You know that's from aspartame. But if you get on WNHO.net and go back to 2003, you can read a report I wrote, The Case for Aspartame Disease Being Gulf War Illness in Lou Gehrig's, because the government back then was saying, you know, they're crazy. And then they did their own study, and I had told them it can precipitate MS and cause Lou Gehrig's. Dr. James Bowen has Lou Gehrig's from aspartame. And when they did their own studies, they found it was Lou Gehrig's. So now, you know, they're chewing gum and drinking it in Iraq. Here they are, you know, fighting for our country and, you know, being killed by aspartame.
Well, I mean, you know, I mentioned that I know this is a setup. I mean, I see the same story over and over again. Fighting this for 17 years, interviewing scientists, doctors, all these government reports, you know, you helping get governments to ban it around the world or restrict it. I mean, do you believe that this was done by design?
I cannot say. I mean, there's no way to say. But I do know that Searle knew it, because I have talked to so many informants and people from Searle, they said they all knew that it was poison, and they knew it before they put it on the market.
Army discovers it and says it's a chemical weapon, and then suddenly it's Rumsfeld and it's in all our food. I mean, you know.
You know what they call it now? Rumsfeld plague.
That's right, Rumsfeld disease.
Yes. The medical text is aspartame disease. And Dr. Roberts says we're not going to call it Rumsfeld disease, because they usually honor doctors. So it's called Rumsfeld's plague. And the Idaho Observer wrote a great, fantastic article on biochemical weaponry and Rumsfeld's legacy. And incidentally, somebody has written a book on Rumsfeld that even tells the whole story. Rumsfeld, his rise, fall, and catastrophic legacy.
Well, listen, he's the one that gave nuclear reactors as the head of ABB to North Korea. He's the one that got the Terminator genes and GMO approved. It's like whatever is evil, he gave the bioweapons of Saddam. It's like a poop of smoke, and he's like the devil, and he's there at the scene of everything.
I know. And this is, they actually told this. In fact, I sent this to Atlanta Magazine when they interviewed me, and they actually put this in their story right here in the home of Coca-Cola. And when the reporter came out, you know, I said, you're really going to write a story about aspartame here in the home of Coca-Cola? And it turned out the reporter was a victim. And then the photographers came out, and I said, who do you work for? He said, mostly for Coke. I says, and you're going to take a picture of...
Hold on. Here we go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Sucking the blood.
Sucking the children day by day.
Sucking the children day by day.
Yeah.
Melamine, aspartame, mercury. All of these things. And then they control the hospitals, the medical system. The doctors don't know. They're compartmentalized.
Sucking the blood of the sufferer.
Final segment with Betty Martini, and we're going to spend a little bit of time. Really honored to have him today. John Wadkin is one of the most talented YouTube directors out there. Wish this guy lived in Austin, Texas, worked with me on film. So he is coming up here. Well, Betty, we're going to have you back up for 2 hours in the near future. I'm going to have Dr. Blaylock back on and a lot of other folks. But in closing, thousands and thousands of products. I can't find gum that doesn't have it. They call it natural, unnatural sweeteners. They won't let you. They're camouflaging it now. And they didn't know before. They certainly know now it's deadly, this army chemical weapon made out of genetically engineered bacteria they discovered in the 60s. Dealing with that issue finally, and then briefly the addiction. You know, I had somebody down here this weekend who's a great guy, but I was watching him addicted to Diet Cokes. He had to have them. He wanted me to run around and get him Halls, but he said they must be sugar-free. And he was acting like a drug addict when I would bring him the aspartame. And I've seen this with people who get off of aspartame and literally go through all sorts of withdrawals. Dr. Blaylock, medical doctor, and others have developed, and you have this free on your website and give out those sites, some systems that will help people detox. This is a, I mean, like many poisons, it's also very addictive.
Why it is addictive? It's that free methyl alcohol that causes chronic methanol poisoning. This affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. And, it, you know, one day I was talking with Dr. Deagle about the fact that when people are that addicted, they're no longer rational. And he says, well, that's because it first affects the frontal lobes of the brain, and it's like talking to somebody with a lobotomy. And a very good case of that is Lane Shore's wife, when one of the doctors found out and said, oh, we have found out it's aspartame. Diabetics can't heal. We can save your foot. Just get off of aspartame. And she said, I'm too addicted. Chop it off. And they did. And that is not rational. But this is the problem that we have is this addiction. And Dr. Roberts has written a very, very long article about it that's on the doorway under miscellaneous doctors speak out with the Townsend letter for doctor that explains it in great detail. Alex, are you still there?
Yes, Betty. I'm just sitting back. You know, I have a penchant for interrupting, so I wanted you to continue.
Yeah. So this is one of the most serious problems, and if anyone, you know, gets in touch with us, my email is bettym19@manspring.com. We can send them Dr. Blaylock's information about what they have to do. They have to stay on magnesium the rest of their life because it protects the heart and the brain from excitotoxins. And Dr. Blaylock says you have to flush your system out with distilled water. You can't use, you know, chlorine or fluoride. And he gives a great list of the things that can help and heal the immune system and tells you all the things to avoid. And it's a wonderful paper. And anybody on it really should get in touch. And they can stay up to date on this list. And they'll get all the information that they want and all the references and the books and movies and anything that they need that can help. One of the greatest things is getting the information to the doctors because once a doctor knows, then he can save the lives of thousands. It's like my neurologist said, when he realized who I was, he said I had a patient. He said having seizures. He said that we tried everything there was on the market. He had no idea that it interacts with all anesthesia medication, found out that she was drinking a case of Diet Coke a day, got her off of it. She went crazy. They had to put her in a mental hospital. 2 weeks out of the mental hospital, she was off of aspartame, no problems, and the seizures stopped. So it's very, very important for physicians to have this information.
It's a chemical weapon. Betty Martini, we salute you. We appreciate you for warning people. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. There she goes. Great lady. We're going to be doing several more shows in a long series on this in the next 3 months because I had covered this probably 100 times, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years ago, and now we haven't covered it in so long. I wanted to give you the evidence, and yet again, a government chemical weapon made by genetically engineered bacteria. They know exactly what they're doing. All right, shifting gears. Enough Respect website on YouTube that we know of has 20-30 million. I mean, some of his videos have 5-6 million views per short videos that he makes. Just an absolutely amazing individual. And then his videos get copied to hundreds of other video sharing sites. And so really we don't know how many tens of millions more have seen his material just in 2 short years. On the internet. He lives in the United Kingdom in Cardiff. He's made some great videos with my material that I've really been flattered that he's done that. He has stood up for us when YouTube and Google have been censoring us, banning our videos, knocking our hit counts down to knock us out of the top 10 so that people don't see us there on the front page of YouTube or Google. He has put out videos. He won the three people that won. We had three different contests. He won one of the contests for the best internet censorship video a few months ago. He won the first round of contest exposing the different cocktail, the different ways. There's a lot of different ways they're shutting down, regulating the web. Obama has announced upgrading the internet. That is internet to the consortium to start shutting down the old free open web that we told you about. They're going to have free internet wireless nationwide with taxpayer money paying for it. Nothing's free. It's going to be highly censored, but only a few thousand sites of the billions that you can actually visit. Canada's openly saying they're going to restrict the web. Australia, headline in their newspapers, Chinese-style censorship, banning all alternative sites, basically. It's here. It's happening. And he had all these top honors of top director in the UK, you know, one of the top directors in the U.S., the most hits, the most views. You know, he was up there in the top 20 in every category. So they basically restricted him, knocked him off the front page. And, again, we don't care about having little blue ribbons for being number one. We don't care about being on the front page for, you know, the fame or whatever. It's that that's where the billions of people that visit YouTube and Google go to do their viewing. It's like the TV guy. We know they've been restricting my hit counts, my views, because when you upload a Google video, you can still see what your hits and views are. When we complained a year ago about them knocking us from 10 million, 20 million views on a video down to zero, they'd build back up in millions in a day, they'd knock it down again. They just made those numbers secret. Unless you're the person that posted it, you can still see it. We saw them censor Fabled Enemies a few months ago when it came out. It hit number one within 2 days, and they just erased our numbers. There was over a million views because we uploaded it. We could see that. Only people that could, us and Google, before it was public. And a year ago they changed it, and we saw them internally knock it off. And we also got screenshots of them knocking us off the front page. And I have asked people lighten up respect. Being censored, being cheated is horrible, but it lets you know you're hurting them. So please, enough respect. Do not leave YouTube. And all of you, when you get attacked, know it means you're hurting them. Just start uploading to two or three other backup sites, other smaller video services. People are on my message board at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, saying, why do you care? Forget YouTube and Google. Well, YouTube's like number four or five on the web. Google's number two on the web. Yeah, there are other sites getting millions of views a day total. But you can get millions of views per video for your video on YouTube and Google. That's 90-something percent of the video sharing area. That's where we need to be. We don't retreat from the field of battle. Enough respect is calling on everyone. Enough. I'd love it if you made another video, including just overall internet censorship and how this is the front lines, this fight at YouTube. I would love to promote that, push that myself. But we're playing in the background the challenge you've got for December 19th to make your video number one overall on YouTube and then show people if they do censor and keep you off the front page as they do my videos. And, again, this is how it all starts. We know that Lieberman and others in the Congress with the Violent Radicalization Act have said, we want to censor the web. We want the government to tell you what to take down, what to put up. We see YouTube shifting away from user-made videos that have made it so popular to fluff and corporate videos on the front page. They did that this weekend. There was a huge backlash, so they stopped it for the time being. But they say on their rules page that they're probably going to go back to this. So they let us build YouTube and Google up, then they kick us off of it. And so without further ado, we go to John Watkins in Cardiff in the United Kingdom. And I've never talked to you in person. John, we appreciate you coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show. It is a real pleasure to be able to speak with you. You were so right. Everything you said is just so right. You know, this censorship issue is something that we really can't afford to ignore because, you know, it's our free speech we're talking about, really, And I noticed this, you know, the first time I actually noticed this kind of censorship taking place on the internet was about 2 years ago when Google started censoring movies like Terrorstorm and Loose Change. And the censorship was just so crude and so obvious and so sneaky that it was just infuriating to watch, you know. I mean, for example, as you said, resetting the hit counters, you know, on certain videos like Terrorstorm to knock them out of the top 10 list. And, you know, when I saw that, first of all, I thought, well, maybe it is some kind of software error, but it was happening so often, and it only seemed to happen to Truth videos. And another thing I noticed was that on Google Video, they would display the top 10 videos on their homepage, Now, at this time, 2 years ago, I think Terror Storm and Loose Change were there in the top 10. They displayed every other video that was in the top 10 on their homepage except Terror Storm and Loose Change. And again, you know, that set a few alarm bells ringing, you know, in my mind. Then in February of 2007, a couple of months later, Google pulled the infamous BBC video where they reported that Building 7 had collapsed, you know, 20 minutes before it actually did collapse. And, you know, every time somebody tried to upload that video, it was pulled within minutes. And it really was laughable to see. You know, you could sense the panic at Google. They didn't want that video, you know, going out there, basically. Then when people, you know, started to wise up to those tricks, what they did then was just remove the hit counters completely from all videos. So we couldn't really verify for ourselves which videos were actually the most popular. We just basically had to take Google's word for it.
And YouTube is now moving in that same direction, as is MySpace and many others, censoring at every level. So it's here, it's happening, and they shouldn't hold themselves out as this free, open community. And then when our videos don't violate any of their rules or terms, they go in and specifically target them for censorship. This is false advertising. This is fraud.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It is fraudulent, you know. And it was this censorship that I witnessed 2 years ago on Google that made me want to start up a YouTube channel. And back then, Google didn't own YouTube, and there wasn't that much censorship going on YouTube at that time. There probably was some, but it was nothing like it is today. You know, so at that time I thought, you know, I'll put out some videos on YouTube and hopefully try and get this information out there to people, you know. And so, you know, it's thanks to you, Alex, and people like you that, you know, I've been able to expand my worldview. And when you realize the manipulation that's taking place, you know, due to this globalist elite, the first thing you want to do is inform other people. And that's what I'm trying to do on YouTube, is just to get you know, info out there to wake people up. And now it's become so difficult. And it only seems to be after Google bought YouTube, that is when all this censorship seemed to kick in. Because it didn't really exist back, you know, 2 years ago. But now it's rife on YouTube right now. And, you know,
and that's because we're going into a worldwide controlled depression. The banks are engineering it. They're getting ready to launch new wars. They just tried to start World War III between Pakistan and India, as Paul Watson covered earlier. We need you to make one on that enough. You're absolutely right. It's all coming to a head. They have the Violent Radicalization Act they're trying to pass. They list architects and engineers for 9/11 truth with Al-Qaeda terrorists. They're getting desperate. They're the crooks. And higher-ups are saying, shut them down. But that's actually great news, because it shows we're having an effect.
Exactly, that's right. You know, and I think it scares them that we're getting information out there to the masses. And, you know, I mean, on YouTube, the methods of censorship now are just so blatant. You know, one method is where, I mean, they remove videos under the excuse that they contain inappropriate content. And this has happened to me a few times, about five
or six. I'll have videos that don't even show a woman in a short skirt, and they get banned for inappropriate. Or people creating fake Alex Jones accounts. Then they themselves go in and complain on me. Stuff gets shut down. There's people also editing my videos together where I'm saying racist things. But, yeah, tell folks about some of the other tactics.
Well, as I say, you know, they remove videos under the pretense that they contain inappropriate content. But YouTube doesn't give you any explanation as to what it is that they deem to be inappropriate. So you're just left in the dark, basically. And, you know, the one thing I noticed with the videos that they removed of mine under the pretense of, you know, inappropriate content, the one thing they all had in common was that they all chalked up a lot of views within the first 12 hours. I think it was something like 20,000 views within the first 12 hours. And so it seems to me that Google doesn't mind us uploading videos that sort of expose what's happening with this globalist agenda. But they don't seem to like it when those videos, you know, gather a lot of views very quickly, because obviously...
Yeah, here's an example. You made that one about Question Your Reality. It got 200,000 views in one day. It was number one. And then suddenly the comments kept going up by the thousands. But suddenly it was frozen for a few days, frozen in its hits, to knock it out of the top.
That's right. That's exactly what I do, what they do. What I noticed with that video was it generated a huge number of hits. Then all of a sudden, it just sort of stopped. It was like, it was weird, basically. It just didn't look right. You know, one minute it's getting thousands of hits a day, and then the next minute it's just going up by about 100 or something like that a day. And
are you getting 200,000 in one day?
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, that's just one example of what's happening on YouTube at the moment. And it only seems to happen with truth videos. It doesn't seem to happen with all the mainstream sort of stuff, you know, the Britney Spears and all the rest of it. It's only the kind of videos that I upload. And it's not just me that it's happening to. It's happening to so many different channels on YouTube. And
well, now Obama is announcing Internet, too. That's what his tens of billions into that is to create the new web, force all of us off, as Internet, too, is declared. Now is the fight. We come back in the final segment with the creator of Enough Respect channel, YouTube.com/enoughrespect.com. We link to it all the time at InfoWars.com. John Watkins. There's so many other great channels like the Alex Jones channel that a guy runs, and they ran off Gatekeeper Invasion. They run off so many other great folks. To all the other wonderful people out there, you go make your own channels. You've got video talent. You go out there and put out whatever you think's important. Don't let them silence the fight against the New World Order. We're talking to John Watkins, an amazing individual. Final segment with him and a challenge he's got for you. Stay with us.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Newspapers are declaring and filing for bankruptcy all over the United States. New York Times is broke. Headline, mortgages, their headquarters, and cash crunch. They're going to strike back. Obama's new internet czar is going to restrict free speech and set up Internet 2, where you have a subdomain, just like Enough Respect has with YouTube, so they can shut him down. I would have a huge YouTube, but I don't have the money for people. I mean, I'm spending $20,000 a month right now on bandwidth just with PrisonPlanet.tv and my websites. So you have to understand that this is how they're going to do it. The future web, you're going to have all your data on a separate server that they're going to control what you have access to. Enough Respect, you're a great interview. Let me set you up for like a full hour sometime next week to talk about your great films, who you are, getting other people involved, the big event you're having December 19th. That said, I just want to commend you and thank you for all you've done. You're another testament. I mean, today we've talked about retraining Americans how to shoot the history, the founding fathers, then don't drink the aspartame, how it's deadly. Now we're fighting against censorship. I mean, the example of everybody I've had on today, and you've reached more than anybody in just 2 years on the web, reaching tens of millions conservatively with just the one or two, three videos a month that you make, I salute you, and you are the model of the type of person that's going to turn this world around.
Oh, thanks, Alex. I mean, that's really nice of you to say that. Yeah, I mean, it's thanks to you. You know, if it wasn't for you, there would be no Enough Respect channel on YouTube. It's because of you that I got into doing all this. Because when she realized, you know, the manipulation that's taking place, you know, in this world, the one thing you want to do is inform other people. And that's all I'm trying to do on YouTube, is just try and wake people up, basically. You know, and YouTube is thwarting my efforts every step of the way, you know. So many different methods of censorship, and they're all really crude and sneaky, and it kind of upsets me, because it's not just me it's happening to. It's so many people on YouTube who are just trying to do the same as what I'm doing, you know, and they make it really hard for us, you know. There's just so many different ways that they're doing this now, you know, and some are more blatant than others, but, you know, I've seen it enough times to know, you know, I mean, some things you could just brush off as the software error, for example, but, you know, some of the things I've seen, you know, it is definite censorship. There's no other way to describe it, really. I mean, another method that they use to censor people, it basically is to suspend people's accounts for no reason at all. And I get emails every single day from people who've had their channels suspended, or somebody who's had their channel suspended. And when this happens, you lose all your subscribers, you lose all your friends, all your videos. And then when you try and start up another channel, nobody really knows for sure whether
it's right.
You or
so
not.
We need to create a doppelgangers. You need to create, when they used to hack my websites, that's why I have so many, you just create more and promote them all and let people know you're under attack. In the minute and a half we've got left, and I'm going to say to you, I'm going to say bye to you at the end of the show here privately, so don't hang up. Tell us what's coming up the 19th, the challenge video you've got up there right now.
Oh, yeah, well, that's from a user on YouTube called Legitimacy Coalition, and basically he's organizing this thing where what we want to do is get everybody to basically boycott YouTube on December the 19th, just not log into YouTube at all, not use it in any way, shape, or form for that day. And hopefully, if enough of us do that, it'll have an impact. And, you know, we've got to make our voices heard in some way. So, you know, these are the things we're going to have to do now to try and get YouTube to sort of at least listen.
And we have to boycott it to save it. And again, why are we there? Because it's the biggest place where we can virally reach the people. John Watkins, we'll talk to you and the maker of that channel coming up next week for a full hour, if you can do it. Stay there.
No problem.
You bet. It's been great having you on.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks very much.
You bet. Stay there. I'm going to say bye to you when the show ends. Folks, I had Paul Watson on. I had Betty Martini. I had the guest on about the militias. And, of course, I had Enough Respect on. Be sure and listen to the retransmission now on the Internet at InfoWars.com. They're not censoring us yet. They sure are trying. Spread the word about the free podcast. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.